Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you every weekday, Monday through Friday, 2 hours every day. But the most important thing I do is I get to introduce you to some really smart people, our Brain Trust members, the people who join me on the show every day, every half hour to talk to us about what's on their mind, what they've been working on. These are all people who are right out on the cutting edge, ladies and gentlemen. They are out there where we're testing the market, testing the environment, testing new ideas, bringing them back to us and telling us what works and what doesn't work so we can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of those guys is our good friend Ed Abel. Ed is a professional business coach. He's a certified, actually, business coach, and he works with businesses of all sizes, helping them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And the thing, one of the things I like about Ed is he's been where you and I are, folks. He's not only a small business owner now, he has been for a long time. He knows what you and I go through, and I like to listen to a guy who's done that. Ed Abel, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Ed, one of the things that I know you talk about a lot is something you call a skillpreneur. Tell us what a skillpreneur is.
You know, Jim, I was actually a skillpreneur, and a skillpreneur is a technical expert. And often, skillpreneurs get this idea in their mind that they're so good at what they're doing, they want to go out and do it better, and they want to go out and start their own business. And that's really great, and we do a phenomenal job. Up until the point where you can no longer just be doing it yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's when you go from skillpreneur to being a business owner, because you're no longer just utilizing your skill, but now you need to be running a business. Mm-hmm. And this is primarily where I get involved with a lot of business owners, because they can't bridge the gap. They get to that point where the human resource issues, the policies, procedures,
marketing,
sales, all these things that they never really had to deal with because they were tucked into their own professional skill, executing on their skill, comes to play. And now they're working 12-hour days, 15-hour days, 7 days a week, and they don't know where to turn.
Well, I was just thinking as you were saying that, Ed, that you know what probably the best example of what you're talking about on steroids is a medical doctor.
Oh, a lawyer, doctor, accountant.
Yeah, they're really, really smart at what they do.
Yeah.
And but sometimes that makes them think that that must mean that they're really smart at everything.
Well, Jim, that's what I come across all the time, is them trying to get them to realize that, yeah, they're great attorneys or they're great doctor, but that doesn't make them a great business person.
Right. But there are also people who – there are also people – and I only use that as an extreme – those as extreme examples. But there are plenty of people who are technical experts at other things, things that you don't have to go to school for 12 years for. They're good at as you say technical things, but that doesn't necessarily make them a good business person.
I was a nurse. I built a $36 million business, but I was only a skillpreneur.
Right.
You know, graphic designers, a lot of the writers, people that have a technical expert. So it doesn't have to be a hands-on,
right,
you know, technical, but it's focused on one thing, that specialty.
And what happens to them in their lives is they either get fired, or they get laid off, or they get tired of working for somebody else. And they say, you know what, I know as much as my boss does. I know as much as that person I used to work for does. If he can do that, she can do that, I can do that.
Absolutely. That's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Or I can do it better.
Mm-hmm.
And they can, up until a point. And as I say, they buy themselves a job until they can bridge the gap to becoming a business owner.
So how do they bridge that gap? How do you help them with that?
Well, it's interesting. As I was listening to the start of the show, you started talking about coaching. And that's one of the ways it could be done, reaching out and getting help from people that have done it before. You know, as you said, we're passionate about the business and creating sustainable businesses, but we're not caught up in the religion of their business. So it allows us to see what it is they need help with and then start educating them, guiding them, and offering them the support, the mentoring, the education to help them start learning to bridge that gap, putting in systems, teaching them about business process. Most people who are skillpreneurs have no idea that building a business is a process.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can learn to teach them the process and you can teach them what's more important at the time of importance, then they can start achieving the goals they set out for, and they can start seeing themselves pull away from doing the actual labor. Unless, of course, they want to do the labor and then they hire someone else to come in and actually run the business. But someone needs to be strategically thinking to create a business that's viable. Otherwise, all you're going to do is own a job.
One of my mentors said to me one time, and it was about a particular situation, a particular scenario that we were going through, and I was wondering about how I was doing. I was wondering about how effective I was being. And he said, check your position. I'll never forget that.
He used that word.
He said, check your position. And what he meant was, make sure that what I was attempting to do, what I was trying to do, wasn't just a good idea for me. That it was a good idea for the people I was trying to influence and for the people who were following me. And that's what he meant. And I think that's what a business coach can help you with. And I think a business coach can really help you check your position. What do you think?
You said that. It's so well said. I had a mentor say the same thing in a different way. You know, he used to say, if you eat your steak well done, don't open a restaurant and serve well done steaks, because that might not be what everyone else wants.
Exactly.
You know, so you need to know what your customers want, and you need to be able to strategically look at that, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but the problem is, though, Ed, we fall in love with our stuff. We fall in love with our ideas. I mean, Ed, obviously, I'm the smartest guy in the world. I mean, what if I come up with something, it's got to be perfect, right? It's got to be great.
It's the best.
Yeah, and so
I
need some.
Came up with it.
I need some. Exactly. I need somebody. We all need somebody to say, hey, did you know you don't have any clothes on? Hold on to that
yep.
thought, Ed. We're going to take a quick break. Ed Abel is our guest. He's a professional business coach, and we'll be right back with him right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back, 23 After. It's Joe Cocker bringing us back. We're back. It's 23 After, I think I said that, and I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Ed Abel. Ed is a professional business coach. Ed, give us your website, please.
That's Abel, A-B-E-L, businessinstitute.com, or abelbi.com.
All right, so check out either one of those. And take you to the same place. And what will we find when we get there, Ed?
Well, actually, you're going to find a website being revamped. As all businesses should evolve, so does mine.
Right.
And during the evolutionary process, you learn how to better support what your clients are looking for.
Right.
And one of the things that I found as I evolved was I wasn't getting my message clear to my clients what it is that I can do to help them grow and develop their business.
Wait a minute, Ed. You're taking your own advice? Whoever heard of such
a
thing?
How do you like that?
You know, I want to talk about, let's come back to these technology experts, you call them the skillpreneurs.
Skillpreneurs.
There could be a lot of different things. If especially if you're in the business of personal services, right? It's not typically always as much of a product. Although there's one story I was going to mention. I knew a guy once many years ago who was a programmer, a computer programmer.
Sure.
So he was a skillpreneur, right?
Exactly.
And so he started his own business. And he got it up to going pretty well, and he was selling product, and he was doing really well, and he got pretty well known. But then he got to a stage where he said, I think he got a little farther down the road maybe than some of the folks that you see. And then he said, you know what? I'm not the right guy to lead this company. And he hired a president and made that guy president, and he became vice president of his own company.
That's a very smart man.
How about that? Now that takes some maturity, doesn't it?
Yes. It's usually what most people can't do is admit when they've gotten to the point in business development that they no longer should be running the business. They can be doing things within the business, their skill, but it might be time to bring on professional management.
Right. Yeah, hired guns, people who, if you want to say it that way, people who are good at that and run the
right.
business, but couldn't do anything that the founder did.
Right.
And that's really an important thing. And I'd like to encourage more people. And you can do it a number of ways, can't you, Ed? You don't have to necessarily make somebody else president. You just bring somebody on to do the work.
Absolutely. Can I tell you a quick story, Jim?
Sure. Go ahead.
Really important story. I was building a business. I was in it for about 5 years. We were in the $20 million range. And some people came to me and said, Ed, I think it's time you should hire some professional management. And I looked at them and I said, why? Look how good it's going. $20 million in revenue. We're profitable. I have 300-400 employees. We're moving. We're doing things. And that's I fell into that. And it's time mm-hmm. other people start opening up to see that you don't, just because you're successful doesn't mean you can keep going at that level.
Mm-hmm.
And bring in experienced people to do what you can't do. It's just, sometimes it just makes such sense that people forget to look at it. Why do something that someone else has been trained to do?
I think everybody in an organization, Ed, has to ask themselves, what is the best thing that I should be doing? What is the best use of my time? How can I contribute the most to this company? And all the way from the founder all the way down.
And
don't they? Because if you're the founder, if you're doing something that somebody else can do better, and you're not doing something that you could do better that nobody else could do, and you're not doing that because you're wandering off on another project, that's a dysfunctional company waiting to happen, isn't it?
It's a brilliant thing you just said. Exactly right. People should be doing what it is that they know how to do, and hire or train others to do what it is they can't do.
So, how do you get to somebody when you meet somebody like that? How do you get them to listen to you? What do you say to them to get them to say, "Hey, I know it's going to hurt a little bit, but I'm willing to do that."
I usually share my story.
Yeah,
I've been there. I know exactly what they're feeling. Often you say, "If I walked a mile in your shoes, mm-hmm. would I know how you feel?" I have walked a mile in those shoes, so I do know how you feel. And that usually starts to open the relationship. Business coaching and business support is about building relationships. So is mm-hmm. building a business, by the way. If anyone listening doesn't realize that, building your business is about building relationships. And the minute you start to really create viable and sound relationships, your business will start to grow, and you'll start to be more open to the things that will help your business grow, both in support and in new business opportunities.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, we only got about 30 seconds, but folks, everybody is not always cut out to work with a business coach. It might take a little bit of adjustment on your part, right, Ed? I mean, it's not something that's automatic for everybody.
No, and you should interview business coaches, because every business coach isn't for everyone,
yeah.
as you said.
You need to find one that's compatible with you and someone who you feel like you can work with closely.
And trust.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. Hey, Ed, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you. My pleasure, Jim.
We come back another day.
On again.
We'll do it again. Thanks. Ed Abel, ladies and gentlemen. Give us that website one more time, Ed.
ABELBI.com.
All right, thanks. Quick break. Right back with David Gage. Right after these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.